Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
The Bert Show.
Abby kind of surprised me in studio yesterday, and I wasn't really, you're not really sure ever when to believe or what to believe on the internet anymore. So was it, what were we cutting yesterday when you were telling us about Build-A-Bear doing bears now that are a little bit more PG-13 or actually a little bit higher rated than that?
They're a little spicier than expected. So we were cutting texting tutor yesterday, and I can't remember how it came up, but I had just seen this article, and by article I mean something on my TikTok For You page, where Build-A-Bear was putting out these new bears that you can purchase called Build-A-Bear After Dark, and they have all these very like salaciously themed bears. Like, you can get a cougar who's wearing like a crop top and a leopard trench coat. You can get a lion with a shirt that says Zaddy and he's holding a dirty martini. It's wild to me that they have had to pivot to this.
I thought maybe it was a joke. Like, it sounds like a very funny joke. Like, you go into Build-A-Bear and you've got non-kid bears. Ha ha ha. That's very, very funny.
So yesterday we talked about this, right? After the show, and then I'm at home scrolling Instagram.
Yeah.
And up pop the Build-A-Bears After Dark. Now, I didn't Google these to check out if they were authentic, right?
Yeah.
No, the ad for Build-A-Bear After Dark popped up, and I saw not only the Zaddy, but also the Cougar. And they come with some very fun
accessories.
No, jingles. They come with some very fun jingles.
You mean like an audio jingle?
Yes.
She's a cougar. She's a cougar. Watch out, boys.
On the prowl for a good time. Hear her growl. This cat is in the prime. Too fierce to handle. Too fair to ignore. She's got her heels and she's ready for more.
That's what goes through my head anytime I go out with someone a year or two younger than me.
Legit.
I didn't realize you submitted that because It literally popped up in my Instagram yesterday, and I sent the email as well. And I was like, we need to play this Friday after we play Texting Tutor.
Forget about Friday. I couldn't wait. I was floored because I really thought it was a joke, but it's not, man. You are not safe with your kids anywhere anymore, man. That's it. All right, so our intern Lamari was in here. Bit of a misunderstanding during a delivery. Are you an Uber driver?
Yeah, I drive for Uber Eats.
Oh, yes? Okay. Yeah.
So when I'm not, gracing the masses with my entertaining ways on air and blessing my teachers with my brilliance, I am moonlighting as a Uber Eats driver. And last week was quite the episode. So I had to pick up some food from Chick-fil-A, normal thing, go pick it up, head out to go drop it off. And the instructions for the drop-off were kind of, like, confusing, like, really confusing. So the person stayed in, like a duplex or like a multi-home. So it had multiple doors, and it had, like, a front and a back. And, like, they were divided by, like, numbers and letters. So I was, like, super confused. It was, like, trying to figure out French.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I had it right, and I ended up going to the door, knocking. Someone comes, And I thought it was a little awkward. There was a little moment where they were like looking at me like, who the heck are you? But I didn't think much of it. Gave them the food and walked off. Completed the delivery. And I'm about 3 minutes down the road. I get a phone call like, hey, man, where's my food? And I'm like, I just gave it to you. Lo and behold, wrong door, wrong person.
Okay, not a big, not a huge deal.
No, but they took it?
Yeah.
They looked at you and said, thank you.
Man. The person looked me dead in the face and just took it.
So the person that you incorrectly delivered it to took it, the food, and didn't say anything about it.
Didn't say a word. They just gave me that little awkward look for a second, but then they like quickly corrected it and grabbed the food and was like, thank you.
So they don't think the universe is just blessing them with random Chick-fil-A. They were like, oh, this is a wrong delivery because of the area we live in. I'm not going to say anything about it, and I'm going to enjoy my chicken sandwich.
The even worst part about it is they're your neighbors. You got to know them.
It's so confusing to get to them that that's probably not the first time it's happened.
Right.
Exactly. They probably do that like once or twice a week, just get a good free meal, and boom.
And Chick-fil-A, too. Jesus chicken.
Yeah.
You can't do that with Jesus' chicken.
Those are the blessed biscuits.
Yes. That's why they took it. The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Ooh, Blake Lively's in trouble again because she has another $1 million lawsuit. In fact, $6 million to be specific. So this all has to do with Justin Baldoni's crisis PR team, Street Relations. They are suing Blake Lively for defamation because she named them in her California civil rights complaint, the one that was filed on December 20th. So he, the guy who's running it, Jed Wallace, is seeking at least $6 million in damages, alleging that because she identified him in her complaint but did not include him in the following lawsuit, that the damage was done and it was all defamatory statements that had no backing.
Ew, boy. Well, I mean, I guess the way she's looking at it is, well, I've already been sued for $400 million. What's another $6.5 million?
Yeah. It's really just adding fuel to the fire. But her representative had a very interesting, a very snarky response to this new lawsuit. They said, another day, another state, another nine-figure lawsuit seeking to sue Ms. Lively, quote, into oblivion for speaking out against sexual harassment and retaliation. This is not just a publicity stunt. It is transparent retaliation in response to allegations contained within a sexual harassment and retaliation complaint that Ms. Lively filed with the California Civil Rights Department.
Now, we're hearing so much about it now. Now I'm just like, can y'all get into a courtroom now?
Yeah.
You know, now there's he said, she said. So every single day, just get into a courtroom. Let's fight it out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's going to come up in a year, so they will start going to court in
a year?
March of 2026.
Oh, I can't do this for you.
It is crazy. Like, can we not just push it up? Like, the entire world is talking about this case. I'm sure Justin wants his name cleared. I'm sure Blake Lively wants her name cleared. I'm sure they all just want to hash it out as soon as possible. Is there no way for these millionaires, the most powerful people in Hollywood, to figure something out and make the court work for them?
Well, you really are. We talked about this the other day. You're dealing with reputations in your career at this point. So clearly it's very important. And for Blake Lively, the stakes are really high because she's a much bigger celebrity than he is. And he's still trying to establish himself in the industry, even though every day we're talking about him, which might be good for him, actually, if he wins this case, that you're literally fighting for your money right now.
But isn't he also, because when you're doing a lawsuit like this, you're paying a lot of money for your attorney fees, for your lawyer fees. And I thought I read somewhere that he's draining all his coffers in order to do this.
I haven't seen that, but it wouldn't shock me. I mean, you've got to hire the best people in the business when you're going up against Hollywood elites like Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds and her PR team. And so, yeah, it is really sad to see, but I do hope it works out for him in the long run if he is in the right, because he's bringing timelines, receipts, screenshots, videos, all of that to where he's like, I've got nothing to hide. I'm ready to go to court. And hopefully in a year, you know, that it works out for him or it works out for Blake Lively, because things aren't looking too great for her either. I saw on Ryan Reynolds's IMDb that he had like 21 projects coming up and somebody noticed that it got bumped down to 9.
Really?
So it looks like they're losing business too And Blake Lively had another Simple Favor coming out, which is the sequel to A Simple Favor. And remember, the director had come out and said, everyone says that we're shelving it. We're not shelving it. And I went to look back if he had said anything about a theatrical release, and he didn't. But what is interesting is that they are going straight to streaming. They are going straight to Amazon Prime. And a lot of people are like, oh, it's so she doesn't have to do another press tour and have to answer all these questions about the court case.
Yeah, so I saw that Another Simple Favor was coming out. And the first one was fantastic. And I also, like, I was a Blake Lively fan. Like, I thought she was a great actress. Still think she's a good actress, but I'm an even bigger Anna Kendrick fan. Mm. So I was waiting for this sequel to come out. And then I saw the movie poster come out and I saw Blake post it. Or she was like, it was a collaboration post with her and the movie company. Immediately went to the comments. And that girl is getting roasted.
Yeah, yeah, roasted. No doubt. From a guy that's been in a couple of different court cases, you know, nothing major like this. But I can tell you this, that it's on your mind all the time. All the time when you're in a court case. Like, you wake up in the morning, you get an email from your attorney, you're like, okay, I got to deal with this again today. And then the next day also. Then you're wondering, are you going to get another one? Or how we're going to negotiate out of court also. It's always weighing on your mind. Now, when you've got $700 million and your career on the line, the stress of that going on for the next year would make me want to go to the table and go, hey, you know what? Let's just put out something joint statement and settle this thing, because it is so stressful.
Well, at this point, pride's on the line. So whoever's going to back down or whoever's going to say whoever's in the fault, which I don't think any of them are. I think Justin is ready to clear his name. I think Blake Lively is ready to clear her name. That I don't see this settling civilly or outside of court, period.
I always think trials that go this long, regardless of what they're about, fascinate me, because I just don't think I could be that mad and that passionate for that long. After a while, I would be like, you know what? You got it.
I don't know. But if there were $700 million on the line, I could keep my passion.
I'd find some patience.
Yeah.
All right. An American woman in Pakistan is becoming an internet sensation after she publicly demanded the Pakistani government give her thousands and thousands of dollars, and they listened. It's coming up on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter ThankYou25 for 25% off. It's promo code ThankYou25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
So it turns out those in the rap community are pretty upset. It's snub after snub after snub, year after year after year.
As a hip-hop fan, I'm always confused when the Grammys come around how I'm supposed to feel, because it seems like the years when your favorite rappers do not get selected, they'll tell you, you gotta cancel the Grammys don't matter. But the years when your favorite rappers do get selected, everybody comes around and celebrates and says, yay, they won a Grammy. So it is confusing. But over the years, there's a lot of really big hip-hop names that may surprise you that have never gotten a Grammy throughout their career. So I came up with a list of all of the really big hip hop names who never got a Grammy, and I mixed them in with some of the names that may surprise you that did get a Grammy, and I'm going to see if you guys can figure out which one of these rappers indeed did not.
So just to refresh my memory on who votes for Grammys, are these based on numbers or Grammys based on like a popularity contest?
I feel like over the years, that's something that everybody has always tried to figure out. I'm not sure.
I mean, it's a voting system. You have to belong to the Recording Academy in order to vote on who you think should win.
Yeah, the Recording Academy's voting members choose the Grammy winners. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm not exactly sure who that's all set up by, but I wonder if it's those that were around music before rap or hip hop was a big old deal, so they're still kind of stuck old school. I wonder.
Hip hop been around for a long time, so I would think they probably they know it. They just don't know it like they should know it. So I'll give you guys three rappers, and I want you guys to guess which one of these rappers you think is actually the Grammy-less rapper.
Ooh, and before we move on really quick, you should try to apply to be a part of the Recording Academy so you can vote.
Is that a thing?
Uh-huh. I have a friend who votes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
You don't have to have a specific background or anything like that?
I don't know what her background is, but she can vote.
I mean, you wrapped a children's book the other day, so yeah. You qualify.
Definitely. That should qualify me if anything else. All right, first set of rappers. I'm going to give you three. You tell me which one you think has not won a Grammy. DJ Jazzy Jeff, Tupac Shakur, or T.I.?
I feel like Tupac would be the most surprising to me. I'll say Tupac.
I'm going to say T.I.
I'll go Jazzy Jeff.
Bird is correct.
Wow.
That's shocking. That is shocking.
He's received 6 Grammy nominations, including one after his death, but he never actually got a Grammy for any of his music.
No kidding.
Wow.
No,
right? Jazzy Jeff did get one with Fresh Prince on their first single.
Oh, that hurts. I was going to get one. And Tupac did it. That ain't right.
All right, next three. DMX, Tyler, the Creator, or Lil Yachty?
They're not going to let DMX anywhere near that award show. or wouldn't have.
I'm going to go Lil Yachty.
I'm thinking Lil Yachty as well.
DMX.
Bird is right again.
What?
Yep.
From the man who can't remember that he's no longer with us?
yeah, right?
He can just guess really well. That's all.
Yeah, it's shocking that DMX has never won a Grammy, but he's been nominated for 6 as well. Never got a win.
Was it, who was it that I was watching a couple of weeks ago? Maybe it was Jay-Z saying that DMX opened for him one night and he was so good. Jay-Z's like, I don't want to go out there.
Yeah, that was on the Shop on LeBron's show because DMX has such an aggressive and intimidating set that after he would get off, no one wanted to follow that man, including Jay-Z. Next three, Lil Jon, Future, or Snoop Dogg?
Lil Jon, Future, or Snoop Dogg?
I'll go Snoop. I feel like that's surprising. I'm following your lead. What's the most surprising?
I'm going to say Lil Jon.
And I'll go with, just to make it interesting, Future.
You should have kept with what you was doing, Bert. Abby is right.
Okay. Snoop Dogg has never won a Grammy.
That is surprising.
He has the 3rd most Grammy nominations without a win. He has 16 nominations. He's actually never won.
Really?
Yep. Insane, right? All right. Chance the Rapper, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj.
Cardi B.
I know Cardi B has a Grammy, so I'm going to go. It's Chance the Rapper, Cardi B. Who's the 3rd?
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
I'll go Nicki.
Y'all are right.
Yay! Nicki!
Cardi got her first Grammy a couple years ago. Nicki has 12 nominations and no wins.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was going to say, because Cardi was a presenter, and yes. I don't think they'd have somebody present had they not won, because that would be cruel and unusual punishment. Right.
She won Best Rap Album, which is the same one that Doechii won, and she was the 3rd to do it. That's
yeah, right. Lauryn Hill was the other one to do it. All right, Young Thug, Notorious B.I.G., or Lecrae?
Oh,
there's no way Biggie hasn't won a Grammy. I'll say Biggie.
Yeah, and only because Tupac hadn't won one, so I'm going to say Biggie as well, unless you're tricking us.
What's the 3rd? Biggie, Lecrae, and who's the 3rd?
Young Thug.
I'll go Young Thug.
The answer is Biggie.
Really? Oh,
yep.
What?
He's nominated for 4 Grammys before he was assassinated in 97.
What?
Never won one. It's insane, right?
Yeah.
No.
Surely if they had not gone so soon, they would have got the Grammys that they were.
You would think, but look at Snoop.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah,
all right, next 3. Travis Scott, J Electronica, or Nelly?
Nelly.
Mm.
I'll be honest with you. I never even heard of J Electronica.
I didn't think y'all would.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't. And that's why I'm going to go J Electronica.
Okay. What was our third option from Nelly, J Electronica, and
Travis Scott?
I'm going to say Travis Scott.
Travis Scott is
okay. Great. Look at her. Look at her.
J Electronica, he's a lyricist, but he has won a Grammy, and Travis Scott has been nominated 10 times, never won.
Wow.
Okay, we got right. time for one more.
All right, one more. Mace, Ice Cube, or Coolio?
It would seem ridiculous to me that Ice Cube has never had one, so I'll go with Ice Cube.
I'm going
to
say Coolio.
I'll go Ice Cube.
This one is a bit of a trick question, but the correct answer is Ice Cube. He did get a Lifetime Achievement Award, but he never actually got a Grammy for his music.
That makes no sense at all.
Today was a good day, never won a Grammy, and that's insane to me.
And by the way, you can become a member of their Recording Academy. You go to their website and you see how to apply. You just have to have two music professionals submit letters of recommendation, and you could be a part of the Recording Academy, and you can vote.
I could change the world.
I know you could.
I'm on it.
Do you know two music professionals?
I know plenty of music professionals. The problem is getting two that'll vouch for me.
That's fair enough.
The Burt Show.
It's not often that you get to tell somebody STFU and they thank you for it, but it happened to me yesterday. So I have a friend that is in radio that has been uncomfortable in his situation for a very long time. And this is pretty common in radio where you've got teams on the radio and they hate each other. They just hate each other. They come on the radio, they do their job, they get along really well, but they hate each other, right?
Been there, done that.
Yeah, everybody in radio, if you've done morning radio, it's hard. You know, to have good chemistry on a show is really hard. And I've said this before about this job in particular. The best shows are the ones made up of people that normally wouldn't hang out with each other outside the studio because you want a whole bunch of different perspectives, right? So when you are disagreeing with somebody so much, just because you're not trying to be disagreeable, it's just where you come from in life. And they have a completely different way of looking at life. There's just that friction all the time. And you have to remind yourself, hey, this is good radio, but you don't like each other, right? So I've got a friend that is in that situation, and he's been co-hosting a show now for years and years and years, and he hates his co-host, and he doesn't like the situation that he's in at this radio station.
Did you say for years and years and years?
Years and years and years.
It took me a year to get out.
Is that right?
Yeah, but I was actively working to get out.
I think a lot of people get in this situation where you just got the golden handcuffs on, man. I mean, the money is rolling in pretty good. Shouldn't be complaining about things. Because you think you got it really, really well. But the truth of the matter is, every day he goes in there, he's like, oh, I got to see this guy again. I know there's going to be some kind of tension. Then I'm going to go to my boss, and my boss is going to say, hey, you guys need to work this out because it's good for the company and it's good for the show, right? So they do it, and his contract was up. And I have been sort of his advisor over the course of the last couple of months. So it is signing day for him yesterday, right? And he's like, do I want to sign up for this again for the next 3 years, or do I want to move on? And I'm like, dude, this is really, really simple, and I'm also sick of talking to you about it. Like, here it is.
If he signs that contract, you have to make sure he knows he can't complain anymore about it.
That's where I'm going. That's where the STFU comes in, man. I'm like, you've been complaining about it so much. Today is decision day. Mm-hmm. So if you are going to commit to these golden handcuffs, and you're going to come into that radio station every day with somebody you know already, you have a history with, that you don't like all that much, and it is adding stress to your mental health, you're not getting great sleep, you just don't like it for 5 hours a day. If you make the choice today that you are going to sign that contract, knowing that this is just for money, then you have to STFU. Never bring it up again. You can't complain about it.
Good for you.
Yeah. And he said, thank you. You just thanked me for telling you to STFU.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm shocked that was his point.
So I didn't talk to him later on in the day. I don't know if he signed it or not. I don't know.
How can you come in with that story and not let us know?
I don't even know the answer, man. That was like yesterday after the show. So I'll let you know tomorrow, but I don't know if he took it or not.
Yeah, I just left the conversation at thank you.
Yeah, because he had to sign the contract later on in the day or not sign it. So he's like, hey, thank you so much for the perspective. And I'm like, yeah, let me know what's going on. And he never hit me back. So to this day, I don't know what happened.
Are you sure that wasn't a sarcastic thank you?
No. I think he was sincere. He's kind of a younger guy and appreciates that I'm kind of giving him the time on it because I've been doing this for a day or two.
Yeah, so I think it's one of those things that you can either take it one of two ways. Either you take it as, you know what? Bert's right. Like, why am I putting up with this? I'm not going to sign. I'm going to try to find something else that actually makes me happy. Or it opens your eyes to, like, am I going to continue to let this person bother me for the next 3 years? Or am I going to go in and do my job and find aspects of it that I enjoy and let him or her be however they are and just focus on what I'm doing and literally not let them affect me.
Yeah, and I'm talking about, I mean, here we are talking about business, but I think this also applies in your relationships.
Totally.
You know, at some point, if you're really, really unhappy, most people aren't stuck. That drives me crazy. There are a few that really can't negotiate or get out of relationships or whatever, or it's just going to be very difficult. And those are two different things. But most people aren't stuck. But if you're going to choose to stay in that relationship, even though you know you're not happy, you haven't been happy for a year and a half, if you're going to make the decision today to stay, then STFU and see it out.
I know.
Or leave.
I've had friends who have done this with boyfriends over and over and over again, and just when I think they're finally free of the handcuffs of their ugly boyfriends, they hard launch them again months later on the Instagram, and I don't get it. Just get out if you're unhappy.
And then at some point, you just got to say, I don't want to talk about it anymore, man. I mean, you're just running this emotional relationship rat race. Get out. You can get out.
It's tough being that friend sometimes because you want to give them a place to land. You know that they need it, but at some point you got to draw the line.
Right.
Like, listen, like you said, you're not stuck. So do something about it or shut up about it.
This is like how I feel about people in Buffalo when I've been up there a couple of times. I go in there in the wintertime, nobody is happy, and I'm like, you're allowed to move.
There are other cities.
It's a free country. Get out of here.
The Bert Show.
All right, today we call it Follow-Up Thursday. You guys hit us up with emails, and you're like, hey, Bert Show, you forgot to follow up with blank. And today it has to do with $10,000 that was earmarked for a wedding that ended up going to a motorcycle instead.
So Amy's parents gifted their daughter and her fiancé with $10,000 for their fall wedding. And this was money for her father he had been saving for years, and she's his only daughter. But instead of using the funds for a wedding as intended, they spent all of it on a new motorcycle for the fiancé. The two plan to have a smaller, low-key wedding instead, but when they revealed this to her parents by showing them the motorcycle, her father was so hurt, he'd had to ask them to leave before he said something he'd regret while the mother stood shocked in the driveway. Last we heard, she was waiting on her parents to make contact, but Amy was considering selling the motorcycle to recover funds for her upcoming wedding. What did she do?
Okay, here's the update. Hey, everyone, remember me? Well, I've got an update that'll make you smile. After 3 days of excruciating silence and me stress eating my way through 2 pints of ice cream, my dad finally called. But instead of the lecture I was expecting, he started pouring his heart out. He mentioned that even though he was initially upset, my happiness is what's most important. But he did have one request. He wanted a motorcycle entrance at the wedding.
He's funny.
So we granted his request. The look on my now husband's face when I walked down our makeshift aisle was everything. The whole day was exactly what we needed. Twinkle lights in the trees, about 40 of our closest people, amazing potluck food, and absolutely zero stress about seating charts and centerpieces. Even my mom, who was initially heartbroken about the scaled-down celebration, admitted it felt more us than a big formal event would have. Sure, we didn't have the fairy tale wedding we originally planned, but we got something better. A day that was totally, authentically us. Thanks. P.S. Currently planning a cross-country motorcycle trip for our first anniversary. Wish us luck.
That's pretty awesome because I don't think I would have been able to get over that as a father.
Oh, I think that's you got good ones.
Yeah.
Especially for him to make a joke about it. Yeah. Because that probably would have sat with me for a little while.
Yeah. I mean, $10,000 is not a little amount of money.
No, it's not.
And who knows how much he saved or how long he saved for that cash. And for me to earmark that for your wedding and you go to a motorcycle, I'm probably not giving you another 10 grand.
I'm just thinking about him putting like how much money every single month away, thinking about walking down the aisle with his baby girl and thinking it's going to look a certain way. That is a grudge I don't know if my dad could get over.
Absolutely not. All right, Kristen, it is Super Bowl week.
It is Super Bowl week, and we only got to a couple of our dark side of the Super Bowl, only a portion of our dark side of the Super Bowl segment yesterday. But I got some more good ones for you today.
Every industry has its deep, dark secrets. Until Kristen shines a light on its dark side.
Welcome to my dark side.
All All right, so I'm not going to bore you with the wardrobe malfunction in 2004 with Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson. We all know that one. I'm not going to bore you with the Spygate fallout and the Patriots video scandal from Super Bowl 36 and beyond. Instead, we're going to talk about some fans who tried to sneak into the Super Bowl.
Okay. Oh.
So we have the fence jumper from Super Bowl of 2014 in New Jersey. A man named Matthew Mills, an independent journalist, snuck into MetLife Stadium without a ticket.
Which year was this?
This was 2014.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. He managed to get so close to the MVP ceremony, he even grabbed the microphone from a player before being arrested. That's crazy. He later admitted to just walking in by pretending to be a part of the media.
Just act like you belong.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wow. Anybody can look like somebody from the media.
Yeah. He's like, I've got a podcast. And there's 5 listeners, but I have a podcast.
And then we have the security impersonator. And this was from the Atlanta Super Bowl in 2019. So a fan attempted to sneak into the stadium by wearing a fake security uniform. He was, though, caught by real security officers and arrested before he could even make it past the entrance. So ATL was on it. And they're like, yeah, no, I don't think so. And then there was the Mr. Ticket Scalper from the 1986 Super Bowl in New Orleans, which, you know, we're back in New Orleans this year.
Mm-hmm.
So a man was caught selling counterfeit Super Bowl tickets. And this was a very common theme. So make sure if you're buying last minute Super Bowl tickets that you know what you're buying from. But he got busted selling counterfeit tickets. He tried to escape by jumping into the Mississippi River.
What?
He had to be rescued, and after he was rescued, then he was arrested. All right, so one of the ones from the Super Bowl halftime show that you may or may not remember. So during Madonna's halftime show, you remember when rapper MIA flipped off the camera while performing alongside Nicki Minaj?
A little bit.
Yeah. And Madonna was actually peeved afterwards because Madonna's one that pushes the envelope, but everybody wasn't talking about Madonna's performance. They were talking about MIA flipping off the camera. So anyway, her flipping off the camera created such outrage, the NFL filed a $16.6 million lawsuit against MIA for breach of contract. Because you sign like a morality clause that you're going to be on your best behavior.
Well, that might have been her best behavior compared to some of the other things.
That also might have been why she went MIA.
So $16.6 million. The case was settled, but the controversy remains one of the most rebellious moments in Super Bowl history, minus the wardrobe
malfunction. No doubt.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
When all is said and done, this might be the worst answer in game show history. Just happened on Family Feud.
Name a U.S. state that is part of New England.
Spain.
What? Name a U.S. state that is part of New England. Oh, no. Spain.
Oh, no. No, it didn't.
Like, I know you can get... I know, like, when you're put in the position, you get, like, oddly nervous and, like, everything out your brain. Like, everything literally just shoots out your brain. But Spain?
Any other state would have been. Yeah, yes. Like, you know what? You got nervous. You said Wyoming. Really? Where even is Wyoming?
Yeah.
Let's just let it roll over us one more time.
Name a U.S. state that is part of New England.
Spain.
Name a U.S. state that is part of New England. Spain.
Oh, you can't ever get that back.
You are not coming in the car with us on the way out. We are not driving you home, man. All right, Mo, so your sister's making a life change, and she's recruiting your girlfriend here?
That's exactly what's happening, and I think I'm always the last to find out these things, and I was the last to find this out as well. I think my lady might have been a little afraid to tell me. I'm not sure. But so apparently my baby sister, who currently lives in the same home with my parents out in Colorado and always has, is at the point in her life where she's ready to move. She's ready to do her own thing. She's getting in her late 20s now, and it's time. It's been time for a while, but she saved up enough money and she's ready to go. Now, I was under the impression that she was going to D.C. That's what I thought she wanted to do for the last few months. Every time it came up, that's what I heard her say she wanted. But at some point, because she's so heavily into art, she found some jobs that she feel like would be right up her alley in New York City, where my whole family is from. The problem is none of my family other than my grandmother live in New York anymore. And that she pivoted, but she didn't tell me. And I don't even think she told my parents at the time. But this was what was on her mind. And I think because she likes to be independent, she felt like, until I know that I have a way to make this happen, I'm not even going to like bring it up to the family, which I understand and I respect. So as I'm sitting there with my lady after my show, I had a show, my family came, my sister was there, we were all together, and she just kind of looks up at me and says, "So, I have something I think I should tell you." And I'm like, "Okay, what's up?" And so they were in a car and they went to pick something up, but it was just the two of them. So I'm like, "Okay, I'll give them some time to bond. This is cool. My lady and my sister kicking it. This is what I've always wanted." I didn't realize that when that happened, that hour or whatever that was, she was going to come back and have this big thing with her and my sister. So she's like, "Well, we were in a car and your sister confided in me and said that she was thinking about moving to New York and she was trying to make it happen. And she started applying for jobs. And somehow, some way, at some point, it just kind of came out, well, if you want to come to New York, you can stay with me."
That's a huge offer.
Right. That's what I said. So I was like, "You did what now?" And she said, "Well, the way I was thinking about it is, I mean, she lives in New York, but she's here so often that the place is really, it's empty most of the time. And even when she is there, she's constantly going back to see her mom and see her family. So she's like, sometimes I really feel like I'm paying this rent for nothing. Like, it's just, it's a waste, but she doesn't want to get rid of it. She owns it, so forth. So she's like, I was thinking of a way to kind of keep my place, but it still makes sense. And when your sister was telling me, I got everything I need but a place to stay, it just felt right." You know, and my lady being there, she's never felt lonely before. Like, we got into a relationship, but now she hates it. Like, now she completely, I mean, her mood changes. She's just not the same person when she has to go back. And I can feel it. And I always wish she had someone there that it would make it a little easier for her. And it could be my sister, because they have really just hit it off. Like, they got along from the moment it all started happening. So I think she thought I was going to be a little reserved about it, but I wasn't. I didn't have a problem with it at all. I was like, if y'all are cool with it, don't matter to me. And if it helps out my sister, then why not? So then I started thinking, like, could there be, like, should there be a reason for me to feel away?
Like a separation of church and state?
Right.
Well, it can either go really right or it can either go really wrong.
Well, I knew when I brought it here, there was some cons that would come up.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's one thing to be, and I love that your lady and your sister get along so well. It's another thing to be friends. It's another thing to live with somebody.
Of course.
And that is, and I'm assuming if this is a place in New York, it's not like spacious because everybody's basically on top of each other in New York City. So I'm assuming the square footage is not, is on the smaller side.
Is it? No, it's a decent size. I mean, it's a condo, so it's not like, it's not a super small apartment. Okay. It's not a big house either. It's like right in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
I do think that as a safety net, before this even happens, I think you have to establish that you're not the middleman. If there is tension between the two of them, that you're not going to be the middleman in the whole thing.
So that was my thing, and that's what I told her. I'm like, the only thing that I have concerns about is y'all. Like, I don't have any concerns at all. I don't think it's going to affect me at all, unless they make me the middleman. But I do have that worry of, like, y'all living together, and she's like, I'm never gonna be there. And I'm like, still in the back of my mind, I just know when people move in together, like you said, it's tough.
Well, you know these two people the best, right? Mm-hmm. You know your lady, you know your sister, and you know their personalities. You know if they're clean freaks or if they're messy. Like, when you compare the two of them, do you foresee any problems with the two of them living together?
The only thing I could somewhat see being a problem is, my sister, she could be a little messy. And my lady is very clean, very neat.
Okay.
And you think that's an easy fix, but it's not.
The Burt Show.
It's time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
If you thought it was crazy for me to fly to London for a second date, just wait till you hear what this woman from New York did to hopefully get married to a man that she was allegedly dating from Pakistan. Also, I need to preface that if any point during this e-buzz you're like, what the heck is going on? That's totally normal, because that is currently what the internet is trying to figure out.
She has become an international sensation.
It's insane what has happened with this woman from New York. So let me kind of try and break it down for you. So this all has to do with an American woman named Onijah Robinson. She apparently, allegedly, catfished a Pakistani teen. He's 19 years old. She's 33 years old. They met online. She was under the impression that they were getting married.
She catfished, or he catfished her?
She catfished him. That is what the report I'm reading says.
Okay.
Allegedly, she catfished him because she flew out to Pakistan uninvited, allegedly, thinking that she was going to marry her 19-year-old internet boyfriend. Obviously, the family, not super happy when she shows up. So they end up shutting down the relationship, saying, you can't live here. You can't marry our son. This is not happening. So she ends up camping outside of their house and obviously, like, trying to figure out a way to get home. Allegedly, she was offered a plane ticket to get back to America and refused it. And now, and there is a big knowledge gap here, because nobody really knows how to connect, like, the relationship to what's going on now, because that all happened in October. And now there's all these videos coming out of her partnering with a welfare association. I believe it's pronounced CHIPA, where she's partnering with, like, the chairman, and she has all these staff members from this welfare association behind her. They're all wearing, like, these sort of MAGA looking hats that say CHIPA on it. She's got the chairman beside her and all these microphones, and, like, pretty much every press association in Pakistan watching her give these press conferences, where she is demanding money from the government and doing it very, very boldly, telling the chairman at one point to stop talking and that no one in his home country understands him. It is wildly entertaining.
Come on, that's it.
Yes, that's it. Yes, yes, I'm saying.
Listen! You talk too much.
It's not. Come here, please come here.
Listen.
Please.
Be quiet. I'm not sitting down. My plan is to reconstruct this whole country, okay? I'm asking for 100K or more. I need 20K by this week, okay? In my pockets, in cash. Okay, that's a demand to the government. The government is gonna fix up these buildings, fix up the streets, and clean up these streets. It's ridiculous out here. I do not like it. Okay, I would love for you guys to please understand that Pakistan is in need of new buses, new cabs, new cars. Please listen to what I'm saying. My name is Onijah Ahmed.
So, I, like you said, there's some gaps here that I haven't been able to understand the last couple of days, but she's become like this superstar in Pakistan, where she's got a staff of people that are carrying her luggage, and she's got security now. She's become some kind of folk hero.
So now it's no longer about the 19-year-old that she was supposed to marry. It's about her making lives better in Pakistan?
That's the knowledge gap that nobody understands. What? I don't know how we ended up here. I don't know if this is her way of scamming the people out of money, thinking, you know, like, if I say this is all for, like, welfare and goodness, if they'll just give me all this money in cash, because there's one clip that I've seen where she's like, I need $20,000 in my pocket to by the end of the week. And I don't know if it's working or not, but there have been some videos of her like counting stacks of cash and like having lunch at McDonald's, and her entourage is there. She's got a guy that she's calling her bodyguard, and she's like, yeah, this is my bodyguard. He's getting $50,000 every 2 weeks. It's wild.
What is happening?
I don't know if they've connected just like any American that has come over here and seen how bad a shape this community is in and is trying to give some kind of attention to it. That the whole community has said, oh my God, thank you so much. The living conditions have been horrible. Unfortunately, she's the rep for U.S.
She's the face of it. And if you think she's forgotten about her teen boyfriend, she hasn't, because in some clips she is claiming that she is married and she is pregnant with their child.
Okay. Make sure y'all get this on your camera. I'm married to Nidel Hamid. I'm Onija Hamid. We are moving to Dubai very soon. We're gonna have our baby in Dubai.
Where is your family though?
It's private. I'm Muslim and it's against my religion to tell y'all my business. Have a nice day.
I don't know.
Excuse me. I just said it's against my religion to tell you my business, okay? I'm fine. Thank you.
She is standing there in a predominantly Muslim country saying, y'all don't understand, it's against my religion, because she's claiming she's now practicing Islam, to tell y'all my business.
What the hell is going on?
I feel like we all just took drugs and went on the weirdest trip.
I told you. I'm like, if you feel like you don't understand anything, welcome to the group. None of us know what's going on.
For sure.
All right, Meghan Markle is catching.
I'm kind of mad at you for putting that in my brain now, because I'm not going to be able to stop thinking about it.
It's against my religion for you to criticize me. Meghan Markle is catching heat for a video she posted about Billie Eilish and what she did for a fan after the LA wildfires. I'll explain what's going on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino.